From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is no stretch to say that we're living in a time of often extreme political polarization, where the problems of the day are drowned out by arguments and rhetoric, which leaves really no one talking about or trying to effectively solve these problems. So the College of Idaho and a group of partners have decided to try and change that. They're launching the school's inaugural Politics and Policy Forum later this month. C of I is bringing together a wide group of speakers from current and former lawmakers. They're bringing in legal experts, folks who build houses, who make school policy, and who also create city laws, along with former Governor Butch Otter, to talk about the problems that are facing Idaho today. So joining us right now are Stelos Panayiotou, political economy assistant professor at the College of Idaho, and McKay Cunningham, the director of an on-campus experiential learning at C of I. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why decide to create this forum, Stelos?
So we're putting this forum on because we think there needs to be a space for nonpartisan information and reasoned dialogue. We're moving beyond the traditional debate style between candidates for office. We know that these have become vapid rituals where candidates answer the questions they want, not the ones they're asked. We think that it's more important for citizens to be informed about what's happening in their lives and their community. But we know that that's hard because people today are so busy just living and trying to survive, then keep up with the constant twists and turns of politics and what's happening behind the scenes. So we're getting together these experts to talk about the most pressing political, economic, and social issues, the only goal being to inform the public. But the other side of this is the dialogue. We're living in a particular historical moment where we're losing a necessary ingredient in the recipe for healthy democracy, and that's the ability to talk to each other. In the era of social media, the skills of dialogue are eroding beneath all the memes and tweets and likes. And the public sphere exists online, but it's not really a great way to have conversations about these topics. Compounding this is our polarized landscape, where we talk past each other or over each other, but we don't listen to each other or seek common ground. So we want the college to be the place in Idaho to tackle the significant topics, to ask the big questions and create a space for deliberative engagement. We want to model civil dialogue on the tough issues, and we want our students there, but we also hope the wider Idaho community comes out too. So we hope listeners want to join us.
McKay, can we talk about the title? It is Dialogue in a Time of Political Polarization. You know, in your opinion, how hard is it to find actual civil dialogue these days?
Yeah, just as Stelios mentioned, it's pretty tough, isn't it, Gemma? Everyone kind of goes to their own respective echo chambers. And if you're perhaps a progressive, you go to watch one particular television station to get your news. And if you're a conservative, perhaps the other. And we're not connecting. And so as Stelios mentioned, one of the real goals of this forum is to have people come together from across the spectrum. And we really chose people by their expertise and by what they know, not whether or not they identify as conservative or identify as liberal. Certainly, we have a lot of both liberals and conservatives in this forum, but we're going to try to excise that out of it and talk really to the point about tough issues, about education, fiscal policy. We're going to talk about the Dobbs opinion and abortion. You know, it's in front of the Idaho Supreme Court right now. And the last thing that we can afford to do as a people is to ignore these topics because they affect us every day.
And I think it's interesting too, you know, this idea of dialogue in the sense that, as Stelios mentioned, you know, we live in this social media sphere, right? Where if you don't agree with someone, you can get on there and just say whatever you want to say and kind of throw vitriol. And I think that it's one of these things in particular, even with journalists, right? When it's our job to ask tough questions, it's our job to do that. It can be a firestorm, right? But now it's going beyond just, you know, I think public figures, whether that's media, whether that's politicians, you know, that vitriol goes into just everyday life. And it's almost in some ways, I feel kind of shutting people up from even wanting to have dialogue. Do either of you see that happening? And is this maybe part of the reason to try to, like, frankly, have dialogue again?
I think if we don't, then we don't have the foundation for what a democratic society needs. And certainly this is causing, I think, more disengagement and more apathy, where we experience online not wanting to engage. We see it happening. We write out a comment. Then sometimes we even delete it. Like, what's the point of putting it out there? And this, and being face to face is also really important to our thinking in this way. We want people to be together, and we're also going to have like a reception where we hope for spontaneous dialogue on this stuff.
Yeah, I want to throw in something real quick too, Gemma, because I think you're right on the money when we're talking about social media and how it discourages kind of a good faith dialogue. But there's something else at play here, at least from the College of Idaho's perspective, and that is that the college is perhaps uniquely positioned to develop and to host just this sort of a forum. As a private school, we are not subject to the oversight of the Idaho legislature with regard to funding. I mean, and just last year, the Idaho legislature cut BSU's budget by over $400,000, threatening upwards towards $2.5 million on the ostensible argument of indoctrination and critical race theory. And what that does in practice is it shuts off some of our universities from being able to do deep dives on these hard issues, which is what we are really, really trying to do here.
Right. And I think that that's part of it. You know, it's like, it's okay to fall on different sides of the spectrum. And it's almost like we have forgotten that. And in a way it's like, well, how about we talk about the facts and then the issues and the concerns that people have, and maybe try to find some type of common ground, McKay, because it does seem like we've just, we seem to lose that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, the University of Idaho made national news. Staff and faculty were warned to remain neutral on abortion or face possible criminal charges under Idaho's abortion law. But in just 10 days from now, at the College of Idaho, we're going to host a forum and talk about just that precise thing. We've got an entire panel dedicated to talking about the Dobbs opinion, which overturned Roe versus Wade, and what that means for Idahoans.
And more than that, we're going to have the students that are participating. So I oversee the Public Sphere Club. And the following week, you know, we're not practicing these skills of dialogue, but our students on campus are really committed to it. So we're having our own space for students to first get informed at this panel, but then actually talk about reproductive rights among themselves and kind of model and practice what we're actually talking about here, what we want to invigorate.
And my understanding is that you added this big issue of the Dobbs decision later. Why was it important to make sure that you have this discussion, but also who will be talking about that, and why did you choose the panel that you did?
Wow, that's great. I don't know where you get your intel, Gemma, but you're right. We had a long discussion with the co-presidents and others, because it's a dangerous thing to talk about some of these topics that are so highly controversial. And so we went round and round as a group of educators before finally coming out on this idea that we really have to. And to avoid it is just not an option. What we did instead was set up a way to discuss and engage the audience in this controversial topic that allows for civil discourse. So we want audience to be there. We want audience to ask questions, but we're going to have them write their questions on a note card for the panelists to answer. The panelists to answer your question are composed of three specialists. One is a medical physician, Dr. Lauren Colson, the attending physician at Family Medicine Residency of Idaho. Another is Wendy Olson, whom you know as our former U.S. attorney for the District of Idaho, and then a political economy professor at the College of Idaho, Dr. Carrie Hunter, all kind of offering different perspectives on the same issue.
And we should note that you'll also be having other forums. There'll be one on the housing crisis, which is so incredibly critical right now as well. And this will be on development and affordable housing. Then you also have another topic, which is tax and education policy in Idaho. Stelios, why did you also choose those two topics as well?
Well, definitely the housing one is affecting everyone right now, and it's on our minds. So I think that one's just really important to get across. With the tax and education, we see these as interconnected with what's been happening. We have a record budget surplus of $2 billion, and the legislature is deciding what to do with that money. Tied to this issue is education. We saw the Reclaim Idaho ballot initiative to fund schools, but in their initiative, they were going to raise taxes on corporations. And the special legislative session that happened after that and passed the bill gave a momentous $410 million to schools. But in that bill is actually a significant tax cut for Idahoans, but also for corporations. So those are really, they're happening now, and they're really important, and they're also really connected too.
So how do people participate in this event, McKay?
Yeah, it's an in-person event. Like Stelios said, we want to talk both during the event and after. So it's going to be at the College of Idaho campus. That's in Caldwell, Idaho, on October the 27th, beginning at 1:30 in the afternoon and going up until, I don't know, 6:30 or so. There will be some drinks and appetizers. That's what is enough to get folks there. But we would really love to have community engagement. That's October the 27th, beginning at 1:30 on the College of Idaho campus in Caldwell.
Well, I tell you, just having the conversations are so important, and hopefully that dialogue will move us to some common ground, or at least able to have civil conversations. So thank you both, and thank you to the College of Idaho for doing this.
Thank you
so much. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Stelios Peniotou, political economy assistant professor at the College of Idaho, as well as McKay Cunningham, the director of on-campus experiential learning at C of I, talking about the school's first Idaho Policy and Politics Forum. As McKay mentioned, that's coming up on October 27th in person at the College of Idaho campus in Caldwell. We will, of course, put a link with more information on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.